95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Today's guest is the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania. What's the first thing you think of when you hear Girl Scouts? Cookies, right? Girl Scout cookies. The Thin Mints, personally, they're my favorite. Although the Girl Scouts are notoriously connected to their cookie sales, the organization is about much more than just cookies. Kim Freitas-Dow is here today to tell us what the Girl Scout organization is all about and some new things they have going on in today's world. Kim, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks for having us.
Have the Girl Scouts gone virtual?
Yes, we have. I think the word of the year is pivoted to virtual. We started Girl Scouts at Home 2 weeks into the pandemic at the end of March, and we offered Girl Scouts at Home programming throughout the spring, and then Camp at Home was our first ever virtual summer camp this summer, and we've restarted our Girl Scouts at Home with the school year starting up.
So are you gathering at all?
We are gathering some. So we have given troop leaders the opportunity to meet in groups of 10 or less in person indoors and in groups of 25 or less outdoors.
Okay.
But that's totally up to them to decide. And as far as the programs that we're offering at the council, which we typically do on the weekends, those programs are currently still virtual.
I was never a Girl Scout growing up. Obviously, I have an idea of what the program is about, but can you explain exactly what children get out of being a Girl Scout?
Sure. Girl Scouts is founded on the values of diversity, inclusion, and innovation. We were founded over 108 years ago at this point, and our mission is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. Everything that we do is within what we call the Girl Scout leadership experience. So our girls are kindergarten through 12th grade, and at every level of Girl Scout, starting in kindergarten, girls are learning to discover more about themselves and to develop a strong sense of self. They're learning how to connect with other people and value the power of diversity, and they are learning how to take action individually and collectively in their communities to make our world a better place. So in everything that we do, that leadership experience is part of it. And our programs are all girls. Girls lead the programs. They get to choose what they want to pursue. They learn by doing, so in a hands-on environment and also cooperative learning, so working in teams with each other. And those are the essential ingredients of our Girl Scout leadership experience. And we couldn't do any of this without the help of amazing adult volunteers.
The Girl Scouts are obviously known for their cookies, but what are some of the other programs within the organization?
Sure. We focus on four programmatic pillars. So cookies is certainly part of our entrepreneurship pillar. That's one of the four. We also have STEM or STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Lots of programs within that pillar. Outdoor programming has been a key part of our history since our founding, so camping and high adventure elements outdoors, and then life skills, where girls are developing progressive leadership skills as they go.
And each Girl Scout is participating in each one of these activities?
Well, within these four pillars, there are lots and lots of badges that girls can earn. So really what girls do is they sit down with their troop leaders and they decide together what they want to focus on for the year. And they have all kinds of different things that they can work on together. And then on the weekends, we offer programs where girls can earn other badges in all these different programs. So it's kind of up to a girl, sort of that discovering a strong sense of self. Girls get to explore lots of different programs, and then by participating in them, they get to see sort of what are their interests. Maybe some of them are not the things that they want to pursue moving forward, but they've tried it and they've learned what that looks like, and then they can focus on exploring other things. So it's a great way to sort of figure out at a very early age what your interests are and to continue to explore.
So they can kind of look into things that they want to do.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I know the cookies are typically available in the winter leading into springtime. Is that the only time they're available, or can people get them throughout the year?
So at our Girl Scout Council here in Eastern Pennsylvania, our program is typically from the middle of January to the middle of March, and they are only available during those 8 weeks. What's amazing about the Girl Scout Cookie Program is that it is the largest girl-led business in the world, and it only happens 8 weeks of the year. So our girls are really driving one of our country's most favorite snack items, right, during a very short period of time. And the Thin Mint cookie is our top seller nationwide, and it is the second best-selling cookie every year, second only to the Oreo. And if you think about the Oreos sold year-round and the Thin Mint's only sold for 8 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Sense of what it would be like if it was year-round.
So you beat the chocolate chip cookie?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. And our girls, you know, as I said, they're learning goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, business ethics. These are the five skills girls learn through the cookie program. And I can tell you, our board chair, Debbie Hassan, she's a retired partner from Deloitte and a Gold Award Girl Scout, so she was a Girl Scout when she was younger. She said that the cookie program, participating in it and having her mom be the troop cookie manager, really helped to begin the career that she had, which is about accounting and auditing, right? So that was her first foray into those types of skills, is through the cookie program as a girl.
Just to go back to the Thin Mints for a second, people have tried to knock those off, and I bought a box of them for my son, and he tasted it, and he goes, "What is this? This isn't what I want."
Well, good. Sounds like we have a returning customer in January.
I think so. Yes, for sure. So do you have the inside scoop? Are there any new flavors coming out this year?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So we are so excited. This was just announced a couple weeks ago to have an amazing new cookie this year that is French toast flavored.
Oh, okay.
So if you are familiar with Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal, or if you are a fan of French toast, we have the new Toast Yay cookie that is French toast inspired, and I've tasted it, and it is delicious. So good.
How many Girl Scouts are there in the United States? Do you know?
There are 2.3 million girls who are part of our organization, and close to 900,000 adults. Today, we have active 3.2 million Girl Scouts, girl members, and adults.
And what's the best way for someone to get involved if they're interested?
You can join online very quickly. If you go to girlscouts.org, you can go to a join page. You can put in where you live, and it'll direct you right to the council that you live in, and you can join. And then our team will help to place you in a troop in your community. As I was mentioning earlier, many of our troops, while some of them are trying to meet in person, many of them are meeting virtually. However, we really feel like it's still an awesome opportunity for girls, you know, going into kindergarten, for instance, who are just starting school, to have a girl-only place where they can meet new friends and try new things. And even if it's online right now, you can meet girls from right within your community and start building your Girl Scout experience.
So if someone wants to join, what is the commitment behind it? What exactly do they have to do in order to stay involved in the program?
So there's a national membership fee, which is $25, a very affordable membership fee that you pay. We also know, though, that with a 20% unemployment rate in this country, that financial aid is necessary. So any girl who wants to join, we provide financial aid if that's important to her, and also to her family if they want to join as a volunteer. We also help those girls with buying their uniforms and things like that. So financial aid is available. And then what girls typically do is they will join a troop within their community. And those troops are by age level, so starting with our very youngest Daisies and going all the way up to our older girls in 11th and 12th grade, our ambassadors. There should be troops right within your community. And then each troop has two volunteer troop leaders, and they will set the stage with families on how many times they meet per month and on what days and that kind of thing. So there are opportunities to participate that way. And then if girls or their families want to explore further, there are programs that we offer on the weekends, badge earning programs, really special programs that are sort of like mini camp kind of programs, all virtual, really fun experiences for girls to try.
As girls age out of one group and move to another, do you ever see them come back and work with the younger kids?
That is an opportunity if the troop wants to do that. So how our troops are organized is within each community, there's something called a service unit. And within each service unit, there are multiple troops, younger, middle, and older girl troops. And typically those service units will provide those opportunities for the age levels to sort of mix. And oftentimes older girls will be helping younger girls, et cetera. Sometimes what's really fun is that the younger girls get to meet older girls who have earned the Gold Award. So the Girl Scout Gold Award is the highest award a girl can earn in Girl Scouting. And they'll learn from a girl right within their community about the project that she created that is helping to make the community better. So they see, you know, right within their service unit or their community of Girl Scouting, girls at every age level to inspire each other. And there's also really interesting examples of younger girls who with their troop have decided to do a service project that inspire the older girls to stay engaged. So it's a really wonderful sisterhood.
Yeah, that sounds great. Kim, is there any other information that you'd like to pass along before I let you go?
Just again, thanking you for the opportunity to talk about Girl Scouts. We think it is a wonderful way for girls to get to know each other and to explore lots of different things. And that while this year is not the same as every year, we want to make sure that girls and families know that there is a lot that we're offering here virtually and that troops are offering within each community, even within this pandemic environment. So lots of wonderful ways for girls to continue to learn more about themselves and to make a difference in service to their communities.
Kim, thank you so much for coming on Her Story today.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having us.
And the website one more time?
Our website is www.gsep.org, which is Girl Scouts Eastern Pennsylvania, or you can go to girlscouts.org, which is our national organization.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of today's interview, you can go to 957benfm.com on Monday morning. Click on Her Story and all of my podcasts are listed right there.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 957benfm.
Looking for something to do today? A few things going on today, Sunday, September 20th. In Skipack, Floral and Hardy Garden Center is holding the second day of their annual Scarecrow Festival. You have to call, though, to see if there are any available spots left. Families can sign up to build a life-size scarecrow. Each group will be assigned their own station in order to remain socially distanced. You'll be provided with a wooden post, stuffing, burlap, and accessories. However, you do need to bring your own clothing, so make sure you bring jeans, a flannel, maybe a hat for your scarecrow. An instructor will be on hand to take you through the entire process. The cost, only $20. There'll also be a separate face painting area if you want to get creative after you make the body. I did this with my son yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. It's a great family activity. Kids love making scarecrows. Plus, they've got a ton of great flowers and plants. If you're ready for your mums, they had a really nice selection there. If you sign up for the Morris Arboretum Scarecrow Design Contest, you can pick up your supplies today. The theme this year is fairy tale crows. Registration deadline to be a part of the contest is September 25th. They supply a frame, straw, burlap, and twine for you to take home and construct your own scarecrow. Supply pickup dates go through September 27th. So you take the supplies home, you build your own scarecrow. Then the drop-off dates are September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. The cost to participate in the contest is $30 for non-members and $25 if you are a member of the Morris Arboretum. Your scarecrow will then be on display along the Scarecrow Walk at the Arboretum from October 3rd to November 1st, and visitors can vote on their favorite. There is a breakfast with giraffes happening at the Elmwood Park Zoo today at 9 a.m. The Elmwood Park Zoo is probably my favorite zoo. It's a little bit smaller, it's quaint, but it's so much fun. You may be able to grab some last-minute tickets and head right over. Calling again in this situation is probably the best way to see if they have any available spots. You can enjoy a socially distanced breakfast, then hand feed the giraffes, which I've done before. I had no idea that these animals were so friendly. This is a perfect activity for anybody, any age. Tonight, Arasafa Farm in Glen Mills is having a drive-in movie night. Gates open at 7:30. The movie starts at 8:30. It's $25 per vehicle, and you do have to purchase your ticket in advance. Keep in mind, if you're going apple or pumpkin picking, most farms are doing reserved times. So you do have to sign up for a time to be in the apple orchards or the pumpkin patches. Places like Shady Brook Farm are still offering their family fun activities, but tickets must be purchased in advance, and they give you a half-hour arrival time. If you want that cute picture of the kids standing in the sunflower field, do it today. Some of the fields are already picked over and some are even closed. A friend of mine was at the Dalton Farm in Swedesboro, New Jersey this week, and her pictures looked great. Their sunflower field is still looking really good. So get out today and get your sunflower pictures before they're gone. I really enjoy fall activities and I love trying new things and visiting new places. So if you have any suggestions for me, please send me an email, herstory@957benfm.com, or you can tag me in your social media posts so I can see where you've been. I'm at KathyRomano11 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for joining me again today on Her Story. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the beautiful weather today.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.